No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show. I'm very glad that you all could join me today. Right now on the line, I have with me Justin Batt, and he is the creator of Daddy Saturday. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Justin.
Mark, such an honor to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was really comparing our life's journey, and I walked on at the University of Alabama as a walk-on kicker. I was injured my senior year of high school, and it had an adverse effect on my ability to play. And I noticed that you had walked on at a college yourself.
Well, interesting. I actually was injured my high school senior season, and by the grace of God, was able to come back and play my final five games, which I consider to be a gift, as any high school football player can probably relate to. And then I went to Clemson, and I had my cleats in my hand to go walk on, and I decided not to. And it was a life-changing moment. So I actually determined not to walk on and just became a student and very involved at Clemson.
It's interesting how things change our path and where we head in life.
Absolutely. And you know, you look at those two teams, right? And that they headed for a collision course the past couple of years. So we can have a good spirited conversation about that for sure.
Absolutely. I was watching Dabo Swinney when I was a kid when he was playing for the University of Alabama. But here we are on Saturday talking about Daddy Saturday, and it's an international movement helping dads be more intentional and engaged with their kids. And your goal is to impact 10 million fathers in the next 10 years and to help end fatherlessness.
That's right. This story really started about 13 years ago, and we had our daughter. My wife had a bridal boutique, and she was being the entrepreneur in the family, and I was supporting her. So I was at home all day with our daughter, and then had three boys to the mix every 2 years. I had four kids at home all day on Saturday trying to fill those 8 to 10 hours with my kids while my wife worked. And I was a corporate father, so traveling a lot during the week and often stressed out and tired and overwhelmed going into those Saturdays. And just determined that I wanted to have an epic day with my kids. So I began planning these adventures and activities, and my kids affectionately named it Daddy Saturday. And about 3 years ago, Mark, I was asked to give a TEDx on fatherhood. And I spoke on this epidemic of fatherlessness and really just tore at my heartstrings when I realized the impact it was having on our society. And it wasn't just the lack of a biological father in the home, but all those dads that are in the home that are physically present but emotionally absent. And I just resolved to do something about that. And I had a solution that I'd uncovered in my own family, in my own backyard with Daddy Saturday. And that's brought us to where we are today. It's created an international movement to help dads be more intentional and engaged and give them activities and ideas and resources and education and experiences in a community to do just that with their own kids and to do it with other fathers. And then we're also working to impact those kids that don't have a father figure by providing them mentors and using technology to help them learn the knowledge that a father figure would give them.
Well, speaking of technology, Justin, we're in an interesting generation because we celebrated having the first computer when it came to our schools. We were transitioning from typewriters into computers in the earliest part of our schooling. We watched the advancement of technology that we have today. What effect do you think, as we've progressed or regressed, when it comes to social media and other technologies that take our minds away from being present for our children?
Well, I think from a parenting perspective, far more is caught than taught. And so your kids are observing and watching the way that you use and manage technology. So if you're consumed with technology and you're constantly only consuming it, you're not curating or also producing technology or producing on technology as a result of that, your kids are going to be the same thing. They're going to be consumers. And if you're consuming that in situations like around the dinner table or in the evening, and it's causing you not to be intentional or not to engage your kids or be present, right? You think of the dad sitting at a sporting event with his head in his phone instead of watching his child play, trying to finish an email from the workday, right? Those things are all caught by our children. And the perception that they have of technology is being shaped and formed by the way that us as parents are consuming it. The first thing I would say is it's very important that we set a standard and be very self-aware and cognizant of how we're using technology and the example that's setting for our children. The second piece I would say is that it's really important that we put proper boundaries in place for our kids because they don't have the same set of values and the same abilities cognitively to appropriately handle technology. I mean, we as adults don't even have that. And frankly, these are the use of cell phones and social media and all the things that we have today are designed to be addictive. They're designed to help us to consume those technologies. And so our children are purely at risk when it comes to those, the use of technology and how much they're using technology. So it's very important you put boundaries in place to limit the way that our kids use technology and to help them use it in appropriate ways and to build those habits early, so later in life they're substantiated. In our house, we have a rule that's called earned, not given. And what I mean by that is it's important that our kids earn the use of technology. So they have to do their chores and make sure their schoolwork's done. And even on a Daddy Saturday, we get up, we move our bodies, we're physically active. And if they're tired and we've been playing all day, then certainly we can go consume some technology together. They can go watch a movie or a show. And, you know, that's very important. The final piece I would say is that what we're consuming also matters. And today, my kids wanted to watch recently a PG-13 movie. And my son, my oldest is 11, all the way down to 6 years old. my 11-year-old probably could have watched the movie and it would have been okay. But when we looked down the line, his younger brother wanted to watch it too. He's 6 years old. And I said, those ratings are made by a media service that's prescribing that in their view as a 13-year-old is appropriate for a 13-year-old. And I said, in our standard, in our family, it's probably more like 18 based on our view of the world. And now you want your 6-year-old brother to watch that. And frankly, you're 11 and shouldn't even be watching it either. And it reset the standard in their brains for what was okay in terms of consumption. So far more is caught than taught. We need to set the example. We need to have proper boundaries in place for our kids and the way they use technology and what they consume matters.
Very interesting. And as you have stated before, it started with a trampoline, a GoPro, and 500 water balloons, which resulted in a really spectacular, incredible day with you and your children. And then your son Mason was asking, hey, Dad, what's the plan for Saturday? And to get kids in line with the fact that there is something special going to happen with Dad.
Yeah, you know, Saturday is our day. And what I would also say is that Daddy Saturday is a mindset, right? It's not just about Saturday. It's every day. How do you apply intentionality to the way that you approach your children? Saturday was our day because in our family, my wife was working. I have the kids all day by myself. But I would ask the fathers out there to look at their weekends and say, how much of my schedule am I devoting to my family? Something great. It's Valentine's weekend coming up. An amazing plan would be to take the kids for an hour or a couple of hours and let your wife go and pamper herself. Go get a mani-pedi. Go visit with some friends. Go take a nap if she wants to. Go shopping, right? So most of the wives will be really on board with this, Dad, because they get a break and you take the kids. So it's a really a win-win mentality if you embrace this. I think the other piece is that on those Saturdays, yeah, you may have to give up golf or you may have to give up some of your social interactions or you may have a lot going on with your kids playing sports. But it's finding that time, could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, where as a family, it's just you as a dad sitting down and intentionally engaging your kids in relationship. It doesn't have to be expensive, extravagant, or extraordinary. It's just about having that time. And it's the addition of all of those memories added up that at the end of your kid's time in the household are going to create that lasting legacy with you as dad in their life.
Justin, if it's okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about this. Let's outline to people how they can connect with Daddy Saturday, this number one Amazon bestseller, How to Be an Intentional Dad to Raise Good Kids Who Become Great Adults. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Folks, we're talking to Justin Batt right now about Daddy Saturday. Of course, as he alluded to, it's finding the time within that 7-day week that you can spend with your kids. And so you cut out time and make time that maybe you've been using for other things that are maybe a distraction to you, and focus on the kids and turn your attention toward them. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. That's high spelled H-I. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm very glad to have on the line with me right now Justin Batt. He is the author of Daddy Saturday, How to Be an Intentional Dad to Raise Good Kids Who Become Great Adults. Justin Batt, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. Such a great conversation.
I'm enjoying this very much, and I know that there are people listening right now that have not heard of Daddy Saturday before. This is a new concept that's being introduced to them as we speak, and I want to make sure that people have the tools that they need to be able to move forward with this. As we talked about in the first segment, you decided to take some time with the kids outside, and that led to the next step of what are we going to do this Saturday? And as you said, it could be any day of the week, but for your family, it was Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that the overarching principle that I hope people would take away is that I looked at my schedule and looked at my calendar and said, I'm going to blend my business calendar, my professional calendar, my personal calendar. I'm going to put those important date nights with my daughter that we try and do at least once a month on the calendar. My kids' ball games go on the calendar as if they're a business meeting. And I know if I have to leave work early to get there, then I'm going to be able to shut down, be at the game, and be there fully present and engaged. Saturdays, I begin prepping during the week and carve out some time to figure out what I'm going to do for Saturday. It's one of my biggest challenges. We're coming up with all those ideas to keep it fun, refreshing, and epic. So look, I'm trying to help you guys out if you're listening, and we've done a lot of the work for you. So you can go to daddysaturday.com, and on the site, we've got tools and resources and ideas. Follow us on social media at Daddy Saturday. And if you've got an Alexa device, and soon to be for Google devices, we actually have an Alexa skill. You can ask Alexa about what you should do for Daddy Saturday. She'll look at the weather in your area, and then she'll give you an activity indoors or outdoors based on the weather, and even put the items in your shopping list. So we've taken a lot of the pain out of figuring out what to do with your kids and tried to provide some fun activities to help you be intentional and engaged.
Wow, that's incredible. And we have to touch on the subject before we close out. The effect of COVID over the past year has either made more time for this or less time. It depends on the situation for people who are employed, say first responders or in another type of work where they're occupied maybe 7 days a week. For people who their schedule has loosened up and they're at home more, then time has been available because of COVID.
So I would agree with you 100%, Mark, and say that for the first responders that are out there, thank you for your service during this time. I know it's been a very trying and difficult time. I think that's where we as a society need to step up. And that's what I would encourage fathers out there. If you know of children who have a first responder and their parents can't be there because they're super busy, engaged in what they need to do to serve, then step up and help those families out. It's the same thing with the single moms in your community. Step up and help those moms out and provide a father figure for those kids in addition to your own family. As dads, we have enough. We can give that to our communities. On the other end of that, in COVID, many of the fathers came home. Those that were traveling were grounded. And so for the first time in a long time, we had those intermittent interruptions with our kids being home from school during the day. You've seen the Zoom bomb meetings, right, where the kids ran in the room during Zoom meetings, and it created some fun and engaging experiences around that. But what I would say is the intersection of the family and work and home has never been greater. And it's created a new normal where a new rhythm, if you will, for how we can engage our kids during the week and during the workday. And for me, it's caused me to eat 3 meals a day with my kids in a lot of circumstances. They've gone back to school, but I made a much more proactive approach to going and having lunch with them at their school at least once a week. There's things like that that have happened that it's raised our sense of awareness of how we can engage our kids in more intentional ways because we're around them a lot more. They're around us a lot more. And those what we used to think is interruptions and maybe we're an inconvenience is now part of our assignment as parents to be there and be present and engage our kids in fun and intentional ways.
And I can tell you, Justin, after living almost 42 years now, we may make a plan and say, well, I want to do this someday. Well, someday turns into many years later, and we look back. If we don't make that decision, if we don't make that move, we may be looking back and saying, man, I sure wish I had taken that step.
The days are so long, but the years are so short when raising kids. The average kid has just over 900 weeks in the home. And if your child is 9 years old, think about it, they're already halfway gone. And so the time that we have is so limited to make impact with our kids. And the time that we have with our kids to make an impact and to build a relationship so that when our kids are old enough to make a decision of whether they want to hang out with us or not, they'll choose to hang out with us. And that all starts when they're young, right? I think every parent wants that. They want to raise good kids to become great adults. And that's why this principle of intentionality and Daddy Saturday matters so much, because our time is finite with our kids in the home. We have limited time to make those impressions, and every moment matters. So make it epic, make it intentional, and make it a Daddy Saturday.
Justin, I appreciate your time today, and I want to encourage people to go to daddysaturday.com. They can also email at info@daddysaturday.com. Check you out on Facebook, Instagram. Where else do you want people to find you? Amazon, they can find the book Daddy Saturday as well.
That's right. And then if you want to connect with me personally, LinkedIn is the best platform. So search at Justin Batt, B-A-T-T, on LinkedIn. Connect with me there. And we're just getting ready to launch Clubhouse Rooms. If people out there are familiar with Clubhouse, the new social media platform that you can do live talks. We've got a podcast. So I always recommend go to daddysaturday.com. It's the hub for all things Daddy Saturday. Dadboss.com, B-O-S-S. If you'd like to learn how to level up as a father in the areas of faith, family, fitness, and finance. And then for those kids who want to be involved in our Kid Boss program, it's kidboss.com.
All right. Number one Amazon bestseller, Daddy Saturday, How to Be an Intentional Dad to Raise Good Kids Who Become Great Adults. Justin Batt, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir. We appreciate Justin Batt joining us here on The Mark White Show today. Be there for your child. Be present for your young person and help to change their life. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kyla Carter about a brand new single that she has just now released called Average Puzzle Piece. After that, we'll have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner, followed by the Make a Difference Minute replay. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Special kind of hero, no ordinary hero. If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Yesterday was a very special day for Kyla as she released her brand new single called Average Puzzle Piece. Now, I wanted Kyla to be able to share her thoughts before you actually hear this song on The Mark White Show. So welcome to The Mark White Show, Kyla.
Thank you for having me, as always. It's always awesome to be here.
Very cool song that you have come up with. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
What was the inspiration for you to write this song?
The inspiration for me really to write this song was that showing everybody that it's okay to stand out and it's okay to be yourself. And for me, I've always felt like different from everybody else and, you know, never really fitting in anywhere. And when I wrote the song Average Puzzle Piece, it's really kind of a metaphor, which I don't know if people are going to get. But in a puzzle piece, all the puzzle pieces fit together. And the reference Average Puzzle Piece is I'm not a puzzle piece that fits in everybody else's puzzle. I'm not anything that's so perfect and that's just in society's rule of what they think is wonderful or beautiful or whatever. So that's what I really wrote the song about, was being myself, and I'm going to keep on being myself.
That's a beautiful way of thinking. To come up with the music, how did that work for you to put the music and the words together?
For me, this was one of the earlier songs that I've written. I actually started this song in the summer. So at that point, what I did is that I would come up with a melody first and then write lyrics. Now my whole songwriting process has changed, but it was actually, I started off with a song that I hated, and I actually ended up trashing that whole first draft of the song because I absolutely hated it. Nothing was fitting. It just wasn't how I wanted it to be. So I sat down for probably about 2 hours one day and was like, okay, I'm going to rewrite this whole entire song. And I changed the melody. I changed the timing. I changed all the lyrics, but I still kept that average puzzle piece. I mean, the main hook, the main tag. But for me, coming up with melodies is a lot easier than coming up with words.
I get that. And you had a team of people who helped to collaborate with you to make this song happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, I wrote all the lyrics. But the music-wise, I had a bunch of people help me because this, again, it's my first single. I didn't know what I was doing with my mom. We just sit here for hours doing research on what we're supposed to do to produce a song. And I am so lucky that I have so many people, Emily and Ryan and Jonah and Heidi, so many amazing people that helped me get this song together in such a short amount of time too.
It's amazing.
Oh yeah. It's absolutely insane that I'm even able to do something like this.
Okay, so the song released yesterday. What has been the response so far for this new song, Average Puzzle Piece?
I've gotten a lot of positive messages so far. DMs, messages on Instagram, of everywhere, comments. It's really great because I think everybody can relate to it. At some point, one time or another, everybody feels like they don't fit in anywhere. So when I wrote the song, I really wanted it to be relatable, and the message of the song is coming across, and that's what's most important to me. And I guess the same thing with the Mark White Show is that all I want to do is get the message across to one person, and I don't need a huge response or to be famous and the song to go viral or whatever. I just want it to reach one person, and it already has. So my goal is accomplished.
That's great. And there are many ways that people can hear the song too, Kyla.
Oh yeah, so many. There's Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. It's everywhere. It's even on my Instagram. So you can find it anywhere at Kyla D. Carter.
And on The Mark White Show, because we're about to play this brand new single from Kyla Carter called Average Puzzle Piece. Congratulations, yeah. Kyla.
Thank you.
Let me tell you about this girl that I know. People say her smile seems to glow. She wanted to step out of the box, sick of feeling like a prop, didn't wanna blend in. I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go with the trends. I've got my own style. You can see me coming from a mile. I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I quickly found that it is hard to stand out. Everybody's got opinions, and no one seems to listen about what you think. Take away your crown. You are so unique. Ignore the jealousy. Do what makes you happy. I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough.
give up. I'll always know that I'm enough.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884. Or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. That's high spelled H-I. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Hey, this is Carl Ray, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, where she's living life sunny side up. And just like my old friend Johnny Nash would say, we all need a little sunshine, so y'all live life sunny side up.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go with the trends. I've got my own style. You can see me coming from a mile. I'm not your average.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Nothing can last forever. No matter how much we want it to, it can't. Life moves on, and we go on new journeys, meet new people, and experience new emotions. When I was performing with the Broadway National Tour of The Sound of Music, I heard Mother Abbess repeat these words every night. When the Lord closes a door, somewhere he opens a window. At first, I didn't understand this metaphor, but over the years, it has become something that I live by. This quote means that when something in your life ends, there will always be another opportunity waiting for you. I was on the Sound of Music Broadway National Tour for 18 months of my life. I performed the best 500 shows of my life on the biggest stages in America. When that tour ended, I didn't know if I would ever book another role on stage again. That scared me a lot. I couldn't imagine my life without theater, and I was so worried for the future. I left that tour in tears and worried that I would never find that kind of happiness again. And then I thought about the words I heard over 500 times, the words I didn't understand until I left that tour. Those very words helped me cope with the drastic change of traveling every week to a new city, performing every night to audiences of thousands of people, red carpet events, opening night parties, signing autographs, elaborate dinners, to just being a regular kid going to school. I knew with patience and hard work and a dream, another opportunity would present itself. And less than a year later, I was on stage once again, working with David Bryan from Bon Jovi in the Broadway workshop of Diana the Musical as young Diana. And soon after, I booked Irving Berlin's White Christmas Broadway National Tour. Even when I thought things were impossible and that I would never achieve my dreams or return to the stage, I believed in that quote. And it was proven true. With how the world is now, this quote is more important than ever. We need to believe that things will get better. COVID closed a door. Now we just have to open a window. And always remember to live like I do. Sunny side up.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
When one thing ends, there's always another, because all good things must come to an end. When a door is closed, a window opens, so let the sun shine through. When we say goodbye, it will hurt a little, but all good things must come to an end.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Tom Stanton with the Danny Did Foundation.
Thank you, Mark.
We want to bring awareness to epilepsy and sudden unexplained death in epilepsy, which happened to your nephew.
That's right. Yeah, Danny was 2 years old when he had his first seizure, otherwise healthy. He only had about 4 seizures over the next 2.5 years. All of them happened while he was sleeping, so they were nocturnal seizures. It was December of 2009 when he went to the neurologist. He was about 4.5 years old. He had a routine checkup at the doctor's office. They told him he was on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully you will outgrow these seizures. That was a Tuesday morning, and then it was the following Saturday when his mom went into his bedroom that morning and found him, you know, completely unresponsive on his bottom bunk bed. Chaos ensued, and tried to revive him, and had several different parties try to revive him, and he had passed away from sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, or SUDEP. So it was quite a shock and quite a difficult period for Danny's family and our extended family. They have been the ones that have given their lives publicly to talking about what happened, the darkest moment in their lives, for sure. They've made, you know, Danny's legacy kind of the central part of moving forward. I can only imagine how difficult that is when you're reminded so frequently of that kind of loss, but they truly have embrace the foundation and made it a positive point of the epilepsy journey for so many families.
Folks, I want you to go to DannyDid.org. Follow on social media, Danny Did Foundation, to support this effort. Let's educate ourselves and get the knowledge that we need so that we can help those around us. And we appreciate Danny Did Foundation and the legacy of this little guy, 4-year-old Danny Stanton.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
I have Robin Finney on the line with me right now, and I had seen a post through Mike Richardson on Facebook about her brother David, who is a master pianist and was accompanist at Tribeca University for 14 years. Now, David has been battling pain and inflammation in his joints, muscle deterioration, and loss of most of his vision. And this has become, obviously, a challenge for him when it comes to his work, and he had to leave his job. And his sisters, Robin and Ginger, have both tried to step in and help through a fundraiser. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Robin Finney.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
I don't know, Robin, that we realize how much people care about us until something like this happens. That's when we see people step up and we know that people do care. How has it made David feel to know that people care about him in this way?
He's been blown away by the support and just the people who have been reaching out and calling him. It's made such a difference in just his being. And I mean, David's been in very good spirits through all of this. He's not one to complain. Even through the years that he's been battling this, he would always just focus on serving others. I think it's been a beautiful reflection for him to see it coming full circle, that all of the work he's been doing, the impact that he's made is showing up for him. And I think that's just been so comforting and encouraging for him. I would encourage everyone to visit the GoFundMe link. You can search for it on the site and read David's story.
They can go to GoFundMe.com. Pianist David Finney loses ability to play piano and help David on this journey. I know that there are people out there looking for their purpose in this world and looking for somebody to help. David might be the person for you to help. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Marlena Lopez. We're talking about her father, Richard Valdez, and he's currently in need of a kidney donor. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Marlena.
Thank you.
Tell us about Richard. What kind of guy is he?
My dad, he is a veteran, and he's a hard worker. He's worked as long as we can remember. He was actually forced to retire due to his illness. So now he is retired. He does stay at home. He can't do too much, especially with COVID. He can't go out of the house too much. Very funny guy. Into his family, he has 4 kids, 20 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandkids now. So he just stays home, and we all check on him, and we all take care of him.
How can a person sign up to be a donor specifically for your father, Marlena?
Well, so we have a coordinator that people can call, and that she'll do a screening over the phone, and she'll get all their information, and then she'll lead them into the next step of testing and stuff. And her name is Catherine Odia, and her phone number is 720-754-2164. And like I said, you just give her a call or you leave her a voicemail and she'll get back to you and she'll answer any questions you may have. She'll lead you into what's next and what you need to do.
Thank you, Marlena.
Thank you for having me and thank you for inviting me to join your show and talk about my father.
You're welcome. Folks, that's Marlena Lopez, and we're trying to help her father, Richard Valdez, find a kidney donor. You may be that person. You may be the person who can donate a kidney to Richard. If you're considering it, if it's something you'll think about, then go ahead and call the number and let them know that you're interested in testing and do that test for Richard. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
When I find people who have battled addiction and they are motivated to share their story, I want them to be able to do that on this platform, to be able to encourage and inspire others who are also fighting addiction. I'd like to welcome to the show right now, Amber Davis. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amber.
Hey.
You've got a child in your arms and you're able to love on that child in a way that you couldn't have 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. 5 years ago, I had no cares in the world. I didn't care to hurt everybody that loved me because I just didn't feel anything. And I'm not sure why, whenever you're in addiction, that you love that so much, because I did. I loved not being able to feel anything at all. Now, I don't see how I could love that, because now I feel nothing but love.
If there's somebody listening right now, Amber, that's in the middle of an addiction, what is a message that you would have for somebody that is an addict?
That you do have someone that loves you, even if you don't think so right now. There's always someone there that cares about you, that probably cries at nighttime over you, that worries about you. And you wouldn't just be saving your life, you might be saving theirs too if you decided to quit.
Well, I want to tell you, Amber, I'm proud of you for what you've done and to step up in the way that you have as a mother, as a wife. And I know that you've got to be proud of yourself as well when you think about
where you were and where you are now, you are in a position to be an encouragement to other people. You are in a position to share your story and to help change lives.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Well, Amber, I will let you go back to being mommy, and I appreciate you joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. That's high spelled H-I. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Tracy Jablonski with the Danny Did Foundation.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So Tracy, as a board member, what does this foundation mean to you? What is the passion behind you being a part of the Danny Did Foundation?
First and foremost, my husband and I and our two daughters are extremely grateful for being introduced to the Danny Did Foundation. In 2015, my eldest daughter was diagnosed with epilepsy. I witnessed her first seizure. It was in the middle of the night. I wasn't sure what was happening. Later that month, we had our distinguished diagnosis that she is definitely epileptic. We also found out that she had a brain tumor. At the time, I was 7 months pregnant, and I was in tears and feeling helpless and asking my husband, how are we ever going to sleep again? You know, it was really hard for me to read everything about Danny, but at the same time, it was giving me hope because on their website, they have awareness, they have education, they share devices and technologies that kind of makes you feel there's a sense of hope. So I did my research. I was able to get a device on there, and my husband and I were able to have a little bit of peace that she can sleep and we would be aware if something were to happen. After I had our youngest daughter, I reached out to Tom and Mary, and I became a board member in January 2017. I just felt, as a stay-at-home mom going through this, just knowing how you feel helpless and who do I reach out to? There's got to be somebody, not knowing where to start. I'm so grateful for my friend to direct us there. I just wanted to be a part of this amazing organization. Let other mothers or, you know, fathers know that you're not alone and there's resources out there for you.
Excellent. Folks, I want you to go to DannyDid.org. Follow on social media, Danny Did Foundation, to support this effort. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Again, we appreciate Justin Batt for joining us here on The Mark White Show today to talk about Daddy Saturday. You can go to daddysaturday.com. You can also follow Daddy Saturday on social media. Congratulations to Kyla Carter on her new release of Average Puzzle Piece. You can go to KylaCarterMusic.com and then find where you can upload, download the song via Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and on YouTube Music. You can also follow Kyla on Facebook and Instagram at Kyla D. Carter and at Kyla's Corner Podcast. I appreciate each one of you for listening today, and I hope that you're encouraged by this show. If you are, please share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. The Mark White Show is here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you have a suggestion for The Mark White Show, please send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, or you can message me via Facebook or Instagram. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.